If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, CRN2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcast, or maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. It is 110 degrees here. It got up to 120 with the heat index on my portion of Delmarva. I am praying for storms right now. I'll also send out some thoughts for all of you who are listening down there in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Be careful this weekend. Got a tropical storm coming in there. So it's a busy Friday, folks. Filthy Tom Lawler will be joining me here after the break. Brian is out having his own fun Friday. We got a lot to get into. It is SummerSlam weekend. We have WWE SmackDown tonight also taking place in Cleveland, Ohio. DIY putting up the tag team title against the Bloodline leading into Survivor Series. Going to be interesting to see what happens tonight as they set up tomorrow's show with a three-hour pre-show. We'll find out if Filthy Tom is going to be checking out any of that. Actually, get some good news to start the show today, too. If you're Mark Henry's son, Jacob, who is now signed with WWE, Jacob is a freestyle heavyweight champion in Texas. He finished his senior year with 37 wins and is on his way to Oklahoma University. He was going to possibly walk onto the football team or at least attempt to as well. He's also very versed in track and fields. And according to Mark Henry, his true passion is professional wrestling. He says he's not trying to be the Olympic champion. He said, "Dad, I'm not trying to go to the Pro Bowl or win the Super Bowl. I want to main event WrestleMania. I want to go to Japan and be champion." Nothing wrong with that. So Jacob Henry already signed on with WWE even before his collegiate career begins. Not too bad. Oh, we'll talk about that whole Britt Baker MJF thing too when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
What's up? I'm Miles.
Hey, and I'm Jara.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is how the flavors come together. First, I taste the smoky grilled chicken, then the pepper bacon with that maple bun, added with the sweet heat and the pickles.
I'm really sold on the pickle. It meets you in the middle with the sweetness and the heat.
It's spice-tastic.
Yum-licious.
Flavoristic.
The sandwich of the summer. The maple pepper bacon sandwich.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Power comes in many forms. The beloved Power Nap, the enviable Power Couple, the celebrated Power Hitter. But around here, Kohl's Cash is power. And if you earned it recently, it's time for your power trip to Kohl's. Will you redeem your Kohl's Cash on those Adidas sneakers you've been eyeing? Will you flex at the block party with that new ice cream maker? Will you replace your kids' favorite shorts because they outgrew them again? However you redeem your Kohl's Cash before it expires, more power to you. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's. Additional exclusions may apply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. You know, we do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, sometimes with clear sentence structure. But if you want us 24/7, where we write sentences, you can find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Brian is at Brian Alvarez. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturday, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And on Sunday, Andrew Zarian joins you, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. I'd like it if you made the wrestling news part of your day as well. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at WrestlingNewsAV on X and Facebook. Every single day of the year, everything you need to know to get your day started, or get you up to date, or even get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave and Brian. And I'll give you details on how you could become a member to f4wonline.com/wrestlingobserver.com very soon. As I mentioned before the break, there is a story that has surfaced about a confrontation that Britt Baker had with MJF. This has been posted up to the front page of the website by Josh Nason. There are some details in the Wrestling Observer newsletter this week, which is available for subscribers as well. Dr. Britt Baker was suspended by AEW for a backstage incident involving MJF and his girlfriend, backstage interviewer Alicia Atout. Dave Meltzer reported that the popular star, who just returned from a lengthy absence due to injuries and a medical issue, was either suspended for either 1 or 2 weeks and fined by the company's disciplinary committee. It's unknown when the suspension is up, but Baker was absent from this past Wednesday's Dynamite. While there are not a ton of details that have been reported yet as far as every instance here, Meltzer said that it is something that happened at the 250th episode of Dynamite on July 17th, where Baker allegedly said something about MJF, which Atout heard. She then told MJF, who went to where Baker was to confront her about it. Ebu of Wrestling Purists added that the incident happened right after MJF's match with Will Ospreay opened the show, with Fightful reporting that the Baker-MJF argument resulted in MJF punching a wall, before his hour-long match, so that might be a misprint on the front page there. Fightful's report also stated that Baker exercised frustration about MJF within the women's locker room. The outlet also reported that they had heard there was a confrontation between a tout and Baker, and that Ospreay even talked to Baker at one point. The conflict was apparently due to unresolved issues in the past, and that according to Fightful, the two former friends had a falling out at some point over the last year. AEW HR then launched an investigation in an effort to settle things quickly and talk to people on July 24th. Meltzer was unsure as to what Tony Khan's involvement was, as everyone was attempting to keep this under wraps. Baker is set to challenge TBS champion Mercedes Moné at this month's All In from London's Wembley Stadium. And Tom, there are apparently people in that locker room, even those who like Max, that are wondering why Max didn't get suspended, and there are people that are wondering why anyone got suspended at all. Any real thoughts on any of this backstage drama that, once again, we're talking about when it comes to AEW as opposed to something that happened in the ring?
Well, this clearly happened weeks ago and is just now getting out. So really, you know, you've got to wonder how big of an impact this story is going to have on anything. I think one of a few issues here is if you are a wrestler in the locker room, you want that to be a place where you can be open with your thoughts and not have to face repercussions. I don't know what Britt Baker said, but let's look at the lay of the land. AEW pumped up. They promoted. They talked about this Dynamite 250 for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And the biggest spotlight on the show was put on MJF and Will Ospreay. They had a great match, but it did take up an hour of the show. And it did take up a segment that was going to be watched by, you know, the highest amount of viewers on the show with the lead off. And I can understand the frustration of people in the locker room who, you know, would have liked to be on an important show like that. Would have liked to be, whenever somebody doesn't get onto a WrestleMania, people are always upset. And AEW promoted this show like it was a big deal, and a lot of people were left off of it. So, you know, perhaps Britt's frustration came from that. There's been other instances in the past in which, you know, like, look at Wardlow, right? He has never recovered from what happened with MJF. And I don't know what the situation was with that whole storyline, but, you know, surely it looks like one person was in control and kind of, you know, maybe inadvertently damaged the career of the other. So, like, there's a lot of factors in play here. You do not want to say something in the locker room and have to worry about somebody going and talking to somebody outside of the locker room. Now, conversely, you know, Alicia Itau, right? She's a new hire there at AEW. But if you're Britt Baker, you've got to imagine that whatever you say in front of her is going to get back to MJF. You know, you just have to be cognizant of that fact, whether, you know, it's the right thing or not. Like I said, I don't know exactly what happened. Clearly, I wasn't there. But the fact that Britt Baker was suspended, if it was just words, if it was just complaining, if it was, you know, making points about somebody in the business, that's one thing. If she was insulting MJF and Alicia Itau, that's another. So I guess we'll see as more comes out, if more does come out, or this could just be the end of it.
And I don't want to play devil's advocate here, but, you know, let's say whatever words they were, that they were harsh enough where Itau, you know, again, people do this at work. People have feelings. They let them out. They are, if they're going out with somebody else they're working with. I mean, this is how cliques function and things happen at any type of job, unfortunately. But if he was told this by a tout and marched himself into the locker room or where Britt was and threw a big spectacle about it where he got so upset during the conversation that he lost control of his, you know, faculties and decided to punch the wall. I mean, I don't know. I mean, those words would seem to be, to me, pretty harsh. And if they were that harsh, why was she only suspended for 2 weeks here? And why has this been a story that has been floating under the water now, apparently for quite some time, since July 17th? So, you know, and it's just, there are a lot of questions that end up coming out of this. You know, Punk and Perry were both suspended, even though it was words from Perry, and Punk was the one that, you know, assaulted him, and I'm not drawing a one-to-one comparison here to these two getting into it and punching a wall, but it kind of sounds like, unless the words were that harsh, was she suspended because she was just dumb enough to say something in front of somebody's girlfriend in the locker room? You know, it just seems to be possibly one-sided here, which there are people inside the locker room saying.
Maybe the issue was with management as well. You know, maybe she said something disparaging about them. You know,
I think management plays a big part in this, Tom, and I think management is a problem that they have because, you know, the leaks there, it's like throwing water through a strainer when it comes to them trying to shore up leaks and things like that, and there seems to always be a situation like this where we're talking about a backstage event in AEW a lot more than we're talking about anything that takes place between the ropes inside the ring. We'll get Tom's thoughts on this as well as getting into everything that's going to happen this weekend, including the Survivor Series. Almost said the Royal Rumble. I said Survivor Series. SummerSlam. Summerfest. We're going to talk about it. Wrestling Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Fun Friday here on Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Tom, I don't know, do you want to put a bow on this Britt Baker MJF thing?
Well, I'll just say, like you said earlier, you talked about stuff happening in the workplace. Everybody's workplace has some sort of drama, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It just doesn't go out publicly all the time. So this could just be the end of it. I mean,
I bet you it won't be online.
I'm not saying it's going to be the end of drama in AEW backstage, but maybe perhaps this little battle.
I don't think it's possible for backstage drama in AEW to go away. At least it will certainly be reported on because somebody is going to be saying something about it. And you have two big names like this. I'm not surprised that anything got out. At some point it was going to, and people love this sort of stuff. They love then choosing sides over it as if people have a vested interest in this, and now they're going back and looking to rebook Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker and all that drama here and this and that. And it's like, you know, hopefully in somebody's mind there, they realize that this is not a positive, at least to me. You threw the biggest grenade that you could against the wall with something like this by showing the tape of CM Punk, and it seems as if they always do a lot of catering, and I understand why, because their audience is a lot harder core wrestling fan, so they are more tuned into things, but it feels as though they trip over their own feet because we end up talking about this stuff almost as much as we do the wrestling aspect of things. And at some point, if you're Tony Khan, if I was Tony Khan, I would want this to stop. And I would want the leaks to stop. As soon as and I'm sorry I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant here, but when the ESPN deal happened and CM Punk interviewed them, and then instantly there were retorts to CM Punk that came out of AEW and were, it just was like, and off of, you know, you had parameters for an interview. It went the way that it went. Some people had feelings about it, but we should not have had all of that fallout after an interview like that. It just is insane. You don't see that in other places where you get that type of fallout, but it was because of people talking and people inside of the company talking and their inability to stop people from talking in a way where it damages the overall product. And it damages, to me, everything about, look at where AEW is at right now. Look at their fan support. Yes, their hardcores are harder than ever, but they've atrophied a lot. And I don't see how leading into All In, any of this is beneficial. Any of it. And that's what people are now going to be talking about instead of the fact that they've had some good shows. This is going to be an all-weekend thing where, once again, at least to me, AEW, it doesn't look minor league, Tom, but again, it shows why, again, there are some places that are in better positions than some companies are in better positions than other, and some organizations are in better positions than others, because it just seems like, I don't want to say a lack of institutional control, but at some point you just shrug, at least I do, shake my head and go, okay, what is it going to take to try to get everybody on the same page of moving this boat forward? And is there somebody that can actually be in a position there to move the boat forward? There's going to be people you don't like to work with. There's going to be people that come from the outside that you don't like that are beneficial to your business. And you got to figure out a way to make it work. And they actually seem to be less than ever making it work.
Yeah.
That's my TED Talk for today.
Mike, I really hope this is not the case, because in a perfect world, there would be five, six national promotions flourishing with various different styles of professional wrestling or combat or something of the like. But if I'm not mistaken, I believe AEW's exclusive deal with WBD just came up as well. And if you're looking at it from the outside in and you're looking to, you know, get a property or to invest in a property and you see backstage unrest all of the time, you see stories coming out about, you know, people being upset with their position in the company, wanting out, you know, you have to think twice about, you know, pumping money into a situation like that. And obviously, WBD has a much better handle on things, a much better idea about what they're getting with Tony Khan than I do. I'm not a businessman. But, you know, if I was, I'd be, you know, taking a second look at this and be thinking, you know, what could they do to make things better? Because over the past couple of years, they haven't been able to do that.
And apparently there's people there that are completely understanding of the fact that there's pro wrestling and they wanted Chris Jericho, or Chris Jericho was a big deal to get that thing off the ground. CM Punk was a name that was linked to, oh yeah, WBD is all about this. Obviously, there was the case of the Briscoe brothers, where Jay Briscoe and Mark Briscoe were not going to be allowed ever on anything that... So obviously, there's people there that pay enough attention. Again, whether it's enough to have any impact on their negotiations or not, I don't know. Obviously, AEW, regardless of any ratings discourse that happens, WBD is happy with Dynamite's rating. Dynamite does good enough ratings, especially in this world that we're in right now. AEW's ratings are just fine for that network. It's just a matter of how much money they want to throw at the production and how much money they want to invest in the product. But I think you're exactly right. It does make make people from the outside look at it and scratch their head and go, you know, what is going on here?
Also, you know, if we look at it from the opposite standpoint, there's always been rumblings about, does Warner Brothers own a little bit of AEW? Have they invested in it? You know, if I'm Warner Brothers and I'm looking at this as like a viable property for the future, and you see these problems, you see, well, maybe Tony needs help with the infrastructure. Maybe he needs help policing. Maybe this is something that we can actually help with. You know, you could also pump more money into AEW than they have been in order to get, you know, a better share of the company and have more of a hold of it.
You're right, but that to me would not take away, even if they did that, Tony Khan is still one of his issues, you know, from what is reported and what to me plays itself out is he's so tight controlled over things that even if they invested money, unless they were the majority, how much is Tony Khan willing to hear? Apparently he'll listen, but how much he's actually able to hear and what he actually filters through and wants to take out of it, because, I mean, look, he wants to control Ring of Honor. He wants to control all of these things, and it seems to be as tight as you want to hold on to water. At some point, you know, it slips through your fingers here, and you open your hands, and what have you got? So, you know, to me, if they can help with anything, it would be putting people in place in a management-wise in HR and in some of these positions and maybe getting some people who are far better skilled with handling that environment and keeping things quiet. And I would think a guy, I mean, how many things get talked about in a wrestling locker room as, you know, so take an NFL locker room or a major Premier League locker room, things are said and they're able to tamp that down and you don't hear a whole lot of it, or you hear about it way late, or you hear about it multiple handed, you know? So to me, they could probably help with something like that more than anything.
Mike, even just in the locker rooms I'm in, there is so much stuff that gets talked about that never gets out. Never. Scandalous stuff, a lot of personal information that'll just never reach the public. And, you know, in most cases, that's for the better. But
let all the tribalists chuck their spears at each other and shoot at each other now. Everybody can take sides and have their fun. We'll move on to WWE, who will be having their fun by making lots of money this weekend in Cleveland, Ohio, a place that you know very well, Filthy Tom Lawler. I was hoping you would actually be there this weekend and be the one that actually shows up at the GCW show and beats up Mance Warner. Obviously, that's not going to happen, so we'll just stick to the WWE stuff. Tonight, SmackDown, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland. Women's Tag Team Title Match, Alba Fire and Isla Dawn against Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill, and the WWE Tag Team Title, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa against the Bloodline, and apparently at the AIW show last night, I believe it was, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa made an appearance, and it may be their last one at a wrestling show where they finish the night as World Tag Team Champions. There ain't no way. There ain't no way. Can't be. The Bloodline's got to win those belts, right?
They've got to. On the surface, I would imagine that there would be two tag team title changes tonight. You could move forward with the idea that Bianca and Jade are going to go with some sort of split if they don't win. But I would be shocked. I would be aghast if the Bloodline do not walk out as the tag team champions.
You know, it's possible that Alba Fire and Isla Dawn get some sort of controversial victory here, or we get some sort of non-finish where the match is added to the pay-per-view tomorrow, not on the main card, but on that three-hour pre-show, considering they have a whole lot of time that they're going to need to fill. But we'll get Filthy's thoughts on that, as well as the entire SummerSlam card when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Semper Vivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Big Boss Man Brian Alvarez will be back with me on Monday on this show. If you want him sooner, you can check him out over the weekend. He and Dave will be doing a Wrestling Observer Radio after SummerSlam at some point on Saturday night / Sunday morning. Dave will be back with Garrett Gonzalez today on Wrestling Observer Radio and certainly is going to surely be talking about the MJF Britt Baker situation as well as anything new heading into this weekend with SummerSlam. If you want to be a subscriber, you can do that. $14.99 gets you everything that the site has to offer, including all of the incredible archives of Figure Four Weekly, of Wrestling Observer Newsletter, and all of the podcasts. A ton of site-exclusive podcasts are up there and other content. $9.99 if you only want video live and on demand through YouTube. There are select podcasts also available through iTunes at $9.99 as well. You can find out all of the information you need to know over at WrestlingObserver.com. Filthy, Cleveland Browns Stadium. It's not usually a winning place. I mean, let's be honest about that, but should be a good day. At least on paper, SummerSlam looks like a really good show.
Weeks ago, I myself teamed with Josh Bishop and Sam Holloway and Cleveland Browns' own analyst, Nathan Zagura, as we took on members only Jeff Jarrett and Satnam Singh. Not only did we win, but we defeated them in a muni lot brawl, the municipal lot. That's where the battles go down in Cleveland. So I know all about fighting in the land, baby. And there's this weekend, SummerSlam, one of the biggest shows of the year. I remember when I was a kid getting so pumped up for SummerSlam. I had, what was it? The on tape, it was Hulk Hogan taking on Earthquake. There was also the Ultimate Warrior and Ravishing Rick Rude in a cage at SummerSlam. Demolition versus the Hart Foundation, 2 out of 3 falls. Oh my God, just spectacular stuff. And it's going to be even better now this year, I think. Stack show, Gunther is going to take home the title. Cody Rhodes is going to retain when Roman Reigns returns. What a weekend it's going to be in Cleveland.
But let's be honest, you're really hyped up about this because you are the number one Jelly Roll enthusiast here at F4WOnline.com.
I probably am, actually.
The hate goes on. You probably guarantee that you are.
I'm Jelly Roll, to be fair. You're not a Jelly Roll guy?
I'm not really a Jelly Roll guy, no. Guy, no.
Huh. Mm. Why is that?
Country Bronson is what he looks like to me. I think that's part of it. And it's like, I don't know. I'm not a big country fan, and I don't know. When it comes to, like, country, music. Women right, singing listen, country, is, country good. Is good.
He was on Strange Music originally, which is Tech N9ne's record company there. So why don't you go back and do a little research on the past of old Jelly Roll?
What about white guys starting their career in hip-hop and using that to jump to something else? Does he do a song with Post Malone? He does a song with Post Malone, doesn't he?
Who doesn't?
That's a good point there. Anyway, Jelly Roll is going to be performing probably just on the main show because I'm sure he actually costs a lot. I'm not trying to downplay the guy. The guy's a star right now. His light is shining as bright as ever. Do they want to pay for two songs and have him on the three-hour pre-show? If I were them, I might as well, since you're spending all that money anyway. You can just find a sponsor that can pick up that end of the bill for you. But the three-hour pre-show is going to be taking place. We'll see if he's on there. Singles match, Seth Rollins as the special guest referee. CM Punk back in the ring for the first time in a long time against Drew McIntyre. This build-up to this feud with these two guys being petty and sniping at each other have been outstanding. Drew McIntyre has been great for like 2 years now, especially on the microphone with his attitude and all that. Seth Rollins obviously hates them both. What do you think the result of this match is going to be?
I think we're going to get the old Shawn Michaels swinging the chair, cracking the Undertaker in the head. And I think we're going to get Drew McIntyre winning when Seth Rollins inadvertently screws CM Punk.
I like that idea. I really like that idea. And having these three continue on in a triangle just sniping at each other, I am all for it. Intercontinental title, Sami Zayn against Braun Breaker. This is the one where if you actually bet on wrestling and go to these online betting sites, this is the one that everybody is saying, yeah, if you have a house and you're stupid enough to bet it on pro wrestling, bet it on Braun Breaker winning the Intercontinental title. To me, there's no way he can lose this match. I mean, yes, there is in Move Forward, but this whole thing has been built up to him finally taking this belt away, right?
I don't know, Mike. I was thinking about laying down some hefty money on a Sami Zayn and Madrimov parlay. Not a fan? You don't think Madrimov's beating Bud Crawford? You don't think Sami Zayn's beating Braun Breaker?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Yeah, me actually, so. I think Madrimov's got a better chance than Sami Zayn does, to be fair. So Braun Breaker's walking away with that title.
Liv Morgan against Rhea Ripley. This is one that a lot of... This is kind of one where, you know, honestly, it could go either way as long as Dominic is going one way, and that's with Liv Morgan. It's hard for me to believe that Dominic won't do something here. Maybe even Carlito joins in and does something here, and we see Dominic split off from Rhea Ripley here. Again, because like the scenario you laid out with, you know, Seth Rollins of possibly doing something accidentally to cost CM Punk the match, that could happen here with Rhea and Dom, right?
Or juice left in going back and forth with, you know, who does Dom really want? I think it's actually too early for him to just straight up go with Liv, even though that should be the intended destination. So I think, kind of like you said, there's something, some chicanery goes on here. And I think in the end, it's Rhea that kind of gets screwed.
Logan Paul, LA Knight in Logan Paul's, I don't know if it's hometown, but certainly his home state of Ohio, the United States champion. He has been that for quite some time now. This, to me, would be a great time to go ahead and, if you're going to do a title switch, do it at SummerSlam, LA Knight. I'm not saying that he's falling off a cliff or anything like that, but, you know, he was on the rise there as far as his popularity goes, and he's still right there, but I think giving him the U.S. title and then giving him something with somebody that's a regular on the roster here going forward on SmackDown certainly seems like the time to do it. Although Logan Paul is such a big name, and with his brother's fight coming up and all that stuff, there is value there with him in that title.
You're talking about his brother's fight with Mike Tyson?
Well, just the fact that his brother exists too, but yes, yes.
The fact that not only is Logan Paul and Prime getting sued by the Olympics, but now he's in a battle with Olympic boxer Amani Khalif over whether she's a male or not. This Logan Paul and LA Knight feud dates back to, I believe, Royal Rumble times, which is almost ancient history in the WWE. But I have been waiting and waiting and waiting for Logan Paul to lose this belt to LA Knight. If you remember, they interjected Randy Orton into the feud for a little bit, but LA Knight has been chasing Logan Paul for the entire year, and it's about time that he gets the win. And I think he's gonna win the championship here.
Logan Paul had a lot of things to say this week. Pat McAfee had some things to say this week, too. I'm sure there are people that are going to be, I don't know, we'll just go ahead and leave that there. I know there's a lot of people who have their feelings on both sides of that when it comes to Logan and Pat McAfee. We'll see if any of it spills over into anything that happens this weekend with the press conference or pre-shows or any of that sort of stuff. Women's title, Bayley and Nia Jax. I would say Bayley wins. I mean, I would pick Bayley in this. I'm not saying that we got to jump right to her and Tiffany Stratton, but I don't know. To me, Nia Jax with this title here, I don't know how it really benefits anybody unless you're going to do some sort of breakup with Bianca and Jade where, again, you know, maybe Nia can align with Jade or vice versa or something like that. That's the only thing I can see with her as a champion right now.
I think that Nia wins this, and I think we get a few months of Nia, you know, getting laid out in tag matches and then wondering if Tiffany's going to cash in. She's looking like she's going to do it, but doesn't do it. You know, and then maybe she'll challenge for the title on the other brand. You know, maybe she'll turn babyface and challenge Nia, although it seems like it would be pretty soon for that. But would certainly be there for it, so.
Yeah, Tiffany is, you know, since she's been called up, it has not been a lot since recently, obviously, getting involved in the Money in the Bank mix and all that sort of stuff. But people have taken to her big time, so there is that. World Heavyweight title, you already said your prediction here. I'll say mine. Yeah, Gunther defeats Damian Priest. Again, it'll be interesting to see how this ends. We haven't seen Ludwig Kaiser for a while or anything like that. To me, it's just time where it's time for Gunther to win. You know, he's only had that one loss to Sammy. I think him defeating Damian Priest again, if the Judgment Day is going to splinter, you know, this would be the show, and it would be some drama leading into Monday. You got 3 hours to fill on Monday, so if they do decide to do some drama with the Judgment Day, I wonder if they double up on it and do it with Priest and Gunther, but I'll give Gunther the victory there, and then Cody Rhodes and Solo Sikoa. I believe tonight, I would assume, this is what I'm fantasy booking here in my mind, DIY and the Bloodline is the main event tonight. It's probably going to go, you can give it with intros and the commercial breaks and all that sort of stuff, 20-25 minutes on the show. DIY loses, the Bloodline beats them down, which leads to Cody Rhodes running out there, and I'll say that he gets beaten down tonight to give some drama leading into can Solo Sikoa win that title on Saturday. I don't believe that he will. I believe that Cody Rhodes somehow survives and gets the victory, but I'm of the belief that if we don't see a Roman Reigns appearance, that we at least see a Paul Heyman appearance, or we have some sort of specter or shadow of the fact that there is going to be something taken out on this new group. Because I'll also throw in the name Tala Tonga Hikuleo, who I could also see debuting tonight to help the Bloodline get the victory and possibly maybe even beat up on Cody Rhodes.
Your guess is as good as mine. They've got to get Roman Reigns back soon. I would think SummerSlam is as good of a time to do it as any. And we haven't heard from The Rock in a while. We haven't heard from The Rock since WrestleMania either. I don't know if he's over in Japan filming the Smashing Machine right now or what the deal is. But, you know, there's going to be some movement in this storyline one way or another. And I expect it to be a big angle tomorrow.
Now, one thing we didn't talk about when it came to MJF and all of this drama this weekend is the fact that he is in Mexico tonight facing off against Templario. We'll let you know what's going on at Arena Mexico as well as the rest of the world as much as we can in about 2 minutes when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Then step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you at Wrestling Observer Live. We did not mention that AEW will be taking place tonight. Rampage in its normal time slot, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. Collision on Saturday will air from Arlington, Texas at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It was taped on Thursday. It will be airing at 5 p.m. There is a Star Wars marathon taking place on TNT, which, of course, pushed the show back. And then, obviously, to make things worse, WWE decided to add a three-hour pay-per-view or a three-hour pre-show in before their premium live event. MJF Templario tonight, CMLL. Although the match I want to see, I'm sure that's the one that's going to get all the heat. It is getting all the heat right now, Filthy. Pac and Rocky Romero against Máscara Dorada and Volador Jr. sounds awesome.
Yeah, Rocky and Volador Jr. have been conjoined at the hip for what seems like 2 years doing great matches. And then you add in Pac and Máscara Dorada. Are you kidding me? It's going to be off the charts.
One of the great bits is anytime Pac shows up for anything, whether it be a press conference, whether it be the 7 a.m. local news in your town where it's time to promote a show, he shows up in his gear on with the scowl, with the hair all wet and all that sort of stuff. Did the same thing today at the press conference. I love that bit, Filthy. What is a bit of that you like that somebody does out there in the public that doesn't get enough love?
I think it's whale jokes. I think it's Brian Alvarez related whale jokes. I think the public's been clamoring for more and more of them as time has gone by.
You think anybody's clamoring for more and more of us doing shows on Friday or really any day?
Well, even if they're not, they're probably going to get it again in the future. So, hey, just accept it.
And with a whole lot of notice, just like you got today, Filthy. For Filthy Tom Lawler, for producer John, for producer Daniel, my name is Mike Sempervivi. And we shall talk to you again after a while.